Track 7, London Landmarks. I mentioned earlier the event at the Forum that I went to recently. Vocal Eyes, the charity that recorded the London Landmark series, were there, and they were delighted to hear that Just Talk uses their recordings. This month, the landmark has been chosen by a London resident artist, Bobby Baker. I must admit that I had to look Bobby Baker up. She uses food a lot in her art, and I learned that in a career spanning over 4 decades, she has, among other things, danced with meringue ladies, made a life-sized edible version of her family, and driven round the streets of Harlem in Holland, strapped to the back of a truck, yelling at passengers by through a megaphone to pull yourselves together. Here she is.
Hello, I'm Bobby Baker, a woman and an artist. And I have chosen Paradise Park in Holloway as my favourite London landmark. I've lived in the area for many years and used to love cycling past this park, but always wondered how it got its name. It's one of those amazing small green spaces in London that brings people together. In the 1980s, the park was really densely planted round the edge and became rather enclosed and scary. But after a redevelopment in 2006, planned to be what's called a tipping point, it's been transformed into something beautiful for everyone. There's a new children's centre, and also part of the park is Freightliner's Farm, so it's a wonderful place for children to visit too. I recently moved house and now live even closer to the park, which makes me very happy. I plan to get a puppy next year and dream of dawdling around, walking the dog and chatting to people. So here are the facts. The park covers 4.5 acres between Mackenzie Road on its north side and Sheringham Road on the south. It has many features, including a children's playground, a 7-a-side astroturf pitch, outdoor gym equipment, and the Mary Tealby Peace Garden. I've discovered that the park derives its name from terraced houses built on Paradise Row in 1766. The houses were raised up to protect them from the surrounding cattle sludge, creating perhaps a little island of paradise from the mire. The park was built on an area behind the Paradise Row terraces which got bombed on Boxing Day 1944, destroying much of the surrounding property. The void this left was developed into Paradise Park, so out of desolation came joy. The park has accessible entrance gates on all 4 sides, but the main entrance is on Mackenzie Road, which is an 8-minute walk from Holloway Tube Station. Exit the station and turn right along the Holloway Road. After about 4 minutes, turn down Liverpool Road on your right. Mackenzie Road is the 3rd turning on the right, and the entrance to the park is on your left, about 2 minutes walk along Mackenzie Road. The first thing you get to is the Children's Centre on your left. The building is modern and an angular design by the architecture firm DSDHA and houses a creche, a nursery and a community cafe, my best bit. It's 3 stories high, painted black and grey and shaped like the prow of a large battleship, thrusting boldly forward. Its front elevation, which faces the park entrance, is a tall grey painted wall that towers over the rest of the building behind it. The wall is covered in white mesh and has been designed as a green wall. Trough planters run along the bottom of the wall, filled with creepers, which will eventually cover the wall. The top left corner of the wall is painted black and glazed, with a large neon sign above the window that reads, Paradise Park Children's Centre. The left-hand corner juts out over the recessed cube-shaped cafe beneath it. The entrance to the cafe is through glazed double doors in the front wall. There is a children's soft play area directly to your right, and the counter is on your left. The space is brightly painted and has floor-to-ceiling windows. They're really friendly and have great cakes. Behind the cafe And attached to the nursery is a large fenced-in garden managed by the Islington Play Association. The garden is a wild, untamed place full of colourfully painted dens and treehouses. It's open to local children on Sunday afternoons. The centre has a lot to offer for families, and I wish it had been around when I was bringing up my children in the 1980s. In the concrete yard in front of the cafe, there are four long grey stone benches and several palm trees. For here, a wide main path that leads to Freightliner's Farm and the Martin Luther King Adventure Playground on the south side of the park divides the space into two. To the left of the path, along the eastern side of the park, is the Peace Garden, followed by two large children's playgrounds. To the right of the path is the park's main green space, a large grass field with markings for several football pitches. In the southwest corner of this field is an area of long grass and an enclosed wildflower meadow about the circumference of a large pond. And along the Mackenzie Road boundary is a footpath lined with beautiful, well-established trees. Close to the main path, there is a row of outdoor gym equipment, and behind this is the new seven-a-side floodlit football pitch, well used by local sporty groups. The Mary Tealby Peace Garden is a pretty, soothing space, about 25 by 50 metres. It's fenced off with an entrance gate at the far end. There are two raised triangular wooden flower beds, rows of wooden benches, concrete chess tables with fixed seating around them, and bird tables amidst clumps of small trees. A notice board tells us about Mary Tealby, who in 1860 started a temporary home for lost dogs, which was later relocated to South London to become Battersea Dogs Home. To celebrate this, there is a large copper statue of a terrier called Rusty in the garden. He stands about a metre tall with a curly tail and wears a studded collar. Beyond the Peace Garden are the two fenced-in children's play areas, one specifically designed for older children with water jets, a sky surf climber and a giant swing with tyre seat. Behind that is a playground for toddlers with swings, two spring rockers and a play unit with slides. Both playgrounds have been planted with palm trees, again, that continue the tropical theme. There is more snazzy planting along the main path, which has an area of zigzag fencing and planting, including five green screens created by beautiful espalier trees. At the end of the path is Freightliner's Farm, with an entrance on Sheringham Road. This community-led farm is enclosed by stone walls decorated in a colourful mosaic mural. It really is a bit of paradise in Holloway. I vouch for it. The smells of the farm remind me of my holidays when I was little. To the right of the entrance gate is a scented garden with bench seating and a wood cabin-like straw bale vegetarian cafe and farm shop. Freightliners has a non-slaughter policy, so the animals are not bred for consumption. The shop sells fruit, veg and honey from the farm's rebuilt apiary. To the rear of the garden, on the right, is the animal village, the petting area of the farm, meaning just that. Children can stroke the animals. Small enclosures house silky Dutch bantams and lop-eared rabbits. In larger barns, there are pigs, sheep and cattle, the names of the animals painted on the barn doors in bright colours. Two big lazy Berkshire pigs even have their portraits painted on the wall above their stalls alongside their names, Tara and Tamara. The farm is open to the public every day except Mondays. I'm really cheered by the progress Paradise Park has made and the way it fits into and improves the daily lives of local people. It's open from 8 a.m. till dusk, 7 days a week, and I really recommend that you drop by and give it a try. I love how Paradise Park has blossomed into such a little green haven in the midst of hectic London town.
Thank you, Bobby. And listeners, before you ask, I have no idea what a meringue lady is.